Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of footballpredictions.net, the podcast covering Spanish La Liga games from the 4th to the 6th of October 2024. What have we got in store?
Yeah, we're going to start at Leganés at home to Valencia, and then Mallorca travels to Espanyol. Getafe takes on Osasuna. Las Palmas takes on Celta Vigo. Valladolid takes on Vallecano. Villarreal travels to Real Madrid. Girona takes on Athletic Bilbao. Alaves takes on Barcelona. Real Betis goes to Sevilla, but it is the Sevilla derby. And then finally, Sociedad takes on Atletico Madrid.
Yep, and you can see all the details for these matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football prediction in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers.
And if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you can find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Let's get stuck into the first game. Leganés, 16th in table, who take on lowly Valencia, who are 18th. Kicks off on Friday, 4th of October, 8 p.m. UK time. You can find your local kickoff time, game odds, and the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on footballpredictions.net. This one's been broadcast on Premier Sports Player, La Liga TV, and Bet365, where if you do that, you can watch it subscription-free. Use our bonus code if you're going to use Bet365, which is FP365. Well, let's have a look at these two teams.
Yeah, wow, Leganés, no wins in six now in the La Liga, and also sitting 16th in the table, just one win from eight. But yeah, no wins in six. Last time out was a 1-1 draw at Vallecano. We did actually say both teams to score in that game. It ended 1-1. Prior to that, they did have a 1-1 draw against Getafe as well. However, last home game against Bilbao, they lost 2-0. And the home game prior to that was a 1-0 defeat at home to Mallorca. And I would say overall, Leganés had a spell here with no goals across four matches prior to those two 1-0 draws. So yeah, it's a Leganés team that's kind of struggling for goals. However, when we look at Valencia, very disappointing start to the season as well. They didn't manage to follow up on that 2-0 win against Girona, because it ended 0-0 in the latest home game against Osasuna. And then the last game in the Liga at Sociedad, we said they were going to lose 2-0 at Sociedad. They lost 3-0, in fact. So yeah, it's not been a great start for Valencia. Just one win from eight, only scored five goals. They're playing a Leganés team here, which would not want to lose to Valencia, because that means Valencia will go above them. But yeah, this could be a very close game.
Yeah, indeed. We think it will be a very close game indeed, and so close that we think it's going to be a draw. So we've gone for a 1-1 draw here. Correct score prediction of 1-1. You can get odds, if you're going to bet on that, of 6, so 5-1. So not very much. So it looks like that's a fairly popular choice that the bookies think will also become the score. But for a draw itself, you can get odds of 2.88. That's probably a bit better. In terms of the, because we think both teams will score, we've picked also a tip, both teams to score for this game. Yes, and odds of that, you can get a 2.38 on at Bet365 at the moment, which seems to be the pick of the bookies in terms of the best odds here. Regarding our poll on the page for this on our website, on footballpredictions.net, 48% of people think Leganés will win, 38% people think Valencia will win. So fairly split, but yeah, a bit more for the home side. And 14% of people think a draw. Kind of says it, really. I think draw looks like it's a fairly good choice for a selection for that game. Anyway, let's see if our 1-1 comes off. And move on to Espanyol, who are not doing too well lately. They're 17th in the table, who play Mallorca, who are 6th. Going pretty well, and it kicks off on Saturday, 5th of October, 1 p.m. UK time. And for this game, footballpredictions.net. If you find the clickable links, you'll find that it shows you your local kickoff times, betting odds, and available viewing options. And this one's on Premier Sports Player, La Liga TV, and also Bet365, where you can live stream it for free and use our bonus code FP365 if you're indeed new to them. So yeah, Mallorca have had three wins on the bounce, haven't they? Whereas Espanyol have got the opposite.
Yeah, it's like the polar opposite between these two sides. Mallorca, like you said, they won the last three games in a row. Narrow wins, though. 2-1 win at Valladolid and 2-1 win at Betis. And then the last home game, Mallorca won 1-0 against Sociedad. In terms of Espanyol, we actually called the last three defeats because we said they were going to lose to both Betis, Villarreal and Real Madrid. Prior to that, they did actually win the two home games against Alaves and Vallecano. But I think no matter how you look at these teams right now, Mallorca is the informed team and not Espanyol, who is struggling to get back on track after that fairly okay start to the season with where they picked up a couple of wins. But yeah, have struggled more of late. And let's see how they get on or what we think. What do we think about it against Mallorca?
Yeah, well, actually, we think that Mallorca are going to visit Espanyol and come away with all 3 points, but it will be tight. That's what we think. And we're going to go for a 1-0 away win. Odds of that you can get of 6 at the moment in decimal or 5-1 in fractional. And just interestingly, on our poll, half of the voters on there think Mallorca will win. Only 8% think Espanyol, and the rest, quite a few, are going for a draw. In fact, it's like 42% actually think a draw. So almost as many as the Mallorca win. But that's what you think, but in terms of our voters. But yeah, Mallorca haven't had a great time against Espanyol. In fact, when they haven't beaten Espanyol when playing them away from home in their last 6 meetings in the league. But having said that, like you said before, they're undefeated in their last 3 away league matches. So, yeah, could really go either way. That's why our tip for this one is under 2.5 goals. Actually, 1.44 odds is what you can get for that at the moment. That's on at Bet365. But for a Mallorca win, very good odds, actually, 2.55, which kind of shows the nature of this one, where it could really go either way. But, yeah, that's why probably the safest one is going to be under 2.5 goals. But, yeah, we think it'll be just one goal in the game itself. So let's see who gets it. Next up, we've got Getafe, 15th, also not doing so well, who take on Osasuna, who are 7th. And this one kicks off on Saturday, the 5th of October, 3:15 p.m. in the UK time. And on footballpredictions.net, you can find your localised kickoff time, as well as all the odds and the TV channels and streaming services that you can watch this on. In the UK anyway, you can watch this on the Premier Sports Player, La Liga TV, it's on if you've got subscriptions. If you want to go subscription free and watch it at no cost, yeah, use Bet365 and you can watch it there. Use our bonus code FP365. Having said that about Getafe, they did have a win against Alavés, which we predicted.
Yes, they did. And in fact, both teams, we've had some really good predictions of late. If we look at Getafe to start with, Getafe last week, we actually said they were going to beat Alavés. We said 1-0. It ended 2-0, but again, under 2.5 goals, no both teams to score, and a Getafe win. Now, prior to that, we've called all of their away defeats this season. We said they were going to lose at both Barcelona, Betis, and Sevilla. And when they played Leganés and Sociedad at home, both draws, by the way. However, both matches where we said it was going to be under 2.5 goals, those two matches ended 1-1 and 0-0 respectively. Osasuna pulled off the shock of last round. They beat Barcelona 4-2 at home. However, we set goals. So there was indeed goals in that game. We said both teams to score on over 2.5 goals. And yeah, it ended 4-2 Osasuna. So not quite there on our outcome. But still, in terms of the goals market, we were bang on. We were also bang on the goals market at Valencia and Osasuna's last away game. Because we said no both teams to score and under 2.5 goals. And that game ended 0-0. And then prior to that, we had the outcomes correct when Osasuna played the Las Palmas, Vallecano, Celta Vigo, and Girona. Because in the two home matches for Osasuna against Las Palmas and Celta Vigo, we said Osasuna were going to win, and we said they were going to lose the two away games at Vallecano and Girona. And again, the goals markets on those two away matches we had correct. So yeah, these are two teams where our predictions have been fairly accurate. So it'll be interesting to see what we think of this one.
Yeah, we think this is going to be really close, a bit like the last game. We think it's going to be just a one-goal margin for the winner. And we think the team to get that goal will be Getafe. So we've gone for a 1-0 home win. If you like a correct score prediction on a 1-0, you only get odds of 5 for that, which is not very high. So only 4-1 for a 1-0, but I guess that reflects what the bookies probably think. It's a likely result as well. Yeah. Turning to some others, though, under 2.5 goals is what we like. But again, poor odds, really, 1.36. But I guess poor odds kind of reflects what the bookmakers think will also happen, which is often correct. Getafe to win, though, which is what we like. So we think the goal will go their way. You could get odds of 2.2, which is the best out of the lot, really, of those ones that we'd recommend it. You know, Osasuna haven't won away from home in their last three league matches. And they haven't won against Getafe when they've played them away from home in their last 11 league games. So it's a really bad run against them. And we think that's what is going to continue on here. In the poll, did I mention 50% of people think Getafe, 43% Osasuna, and the rest a draw. So a lot of disagreement, I suppose, on who might get the win. But yeah, we're going to go for Getafe home win, and that should sort of kick start their season after that great win against Alaves that they had last time out. Next, we've got Las Palmas, who are bottom 20th, who take on Celta Vigo, who are 10th. Kicks off on Saturday, 5th of October, 5:30 p.m. in the UK. Visit footballpredictions.net's page for this, and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, along with the betting odds and all the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location. Here in the UK, you can watch it on La Liga TV, Premier Sports Player, and of course, you can stream it live on Bet365 as well. Use our bonus code FP365 if you want to do that. But not much winning going on around between these two teams of late.
No, definitely not. I mean, in fact, Las Palmas has not won all season. 8 matches and no wins so far, 3 draws, and that's it for Las Palmas. So yeah, they are pretty stuck at the bottom of La Liga going into this game with Celta Vigo, who have not been in much better form themselves, to be honest, of late. They've actually recorded 4 defeats from their last 6 games. Last time out,
such a good start too.
Yeah, exactly. Last time out, Celta Vigo had a 1-1 draw against Girona. We did have both teams to score in that game, and it ended 1-1. And in the home game prior to that, we said Celta Vigo were going to lose at home to Atletico Madrid, and they lost 1-0. And guess what? We predicted 1-0. The last away game of the season that Celta Vigo had was at Bilbao, in a game where we said it was going to end 3-1 to Bilbao, and guess what? It ended 3-1. And let's just cap this little run off, because the home game prior to that against Valladolid, we said Celta Vigo were going to win 3-1 in that one, and guess what? They won 3-1. So we had 3 correct scores on Celta Vigo in a row, which is pretty impressive. I mean, what's the odds on that? I'd like to know what the odds is on that. Overall, we've looked really solid on our Celta Vigo predictions here. Celta Vigo going into this game, not in the best shape, but they are playing a Las Palmas side that is in very bad form.
Yeah, they are in pretty bad form, although, they're both not in the best of form. So that does make for probably a close game, doesn't it? So just an interesting statistic. The statistic, spit it out, on this one as well, that Las Palmas are without a home win in the last 11 matches in the league. That would be pretty miserable, wouldn't it be, if you're a home fan there? But also Celta Vigo are without an away win for their last 3 league matches too. So, yeah, it's kind of battle of the shockers here, isn't it? But we think there'll be a winner in this game, and we think it's going to be the away team. So Celta Vigo to win, just. We think they'll score a goal that will win it. And if you like odds on that, 9.5 for 1-0 is what you can get at the moment on Bet365. But for a Celta Vigo win, 2.2, so a bit more in terms of good value. But under 2.5 goals is what we're predicting in this one. Not as good, but nearly as good as the win. 2.1, so under 2.5 goals. So 1 or 2-0, or maybe even a 1-1 draw or a 0-0 draw will get you that. And let's see if that can come true. In terms of the poll, which I always like to mention, because you know what you guys out there are thinking, 57% Celta Vigo away win, 14% Las Palmas home win, and 28-odd% the rest going for a draw. So, yeah, could be an interesting game, but we think it'll be close. Next up, we've got another sort of similar in the table positions. Real Valladolid, who are 19th, take on Rayo Vallecano, who are 9th, kicks off on Saturday, October the 5th. At 5:30 p.m. UK time, and for your local time and betting odds and available viewing options, visit our clickable link in the description for this, which will take you to footballpredictions.net, where you can find that all localized to you. It's on Premier Sports Player here in the UK, but you can also watch it live on Bet365 and a live stream. And if you're going to do that, use our bonus code FP365. How do these two sides look like they're matching up?
Yeah, it's a really interesting matchup. But again, just like Celta Vigo with Valladolid, we've had some really solid predictions of late last week against Mallorca. We had both teams to score. It ended 2-1 to Mallorca in the last home game that Valladolid had away to Sevilla prior to Mallorca game. They lost 2-1. We said 3-1. We said under 2.5 and no both teams to score against Sociedad. It ended 0-0. And again, prior to that, they played Celta Vigo, and we know how that went, because they lost 3-1, and we said 3-1. And then they got a battering at Barcelona. We said 3-0. It ended 7-0 at Barcelona. So yeah, Valladolid, overall, really bad form. They started the season with a win against Espanyol, but ever since, over the last 7 games, they've only scored 3 goals, but at the same time, they conceded 17. So by no means a great start to the season for Valladolid at all. In terms of Vallecano, like after the 2 defeats to the Barcelona teams, first at home to Barcelona, and then they went to Barcelona to meet Espanyol, they lost 2-1 in that game. They've actually not lost in the last 4 matches. They have 3 draws in a row. The last win was against Osasuna in a game that we said they were going to win 2-1 against Osasuna. They beat them 3-1. And since then, it's been a 1-1 draw against Atletico Madrid, under 2.5 goals. Then we had 0-0 at Girona. And then last match out for Vallecano was a 1-1 draw at home to Leganés in a both teams to score game. So yeah, overall, 2 teams not in the greatest of form. Only really Vallecano has managed to win 1 of their last 6. So it's going to be a tight game, this.
Yeah, indeed. We think it will be a tight game. But Valladolid are just looking shocking, aren't they? With their goal difference is terrible. I know that a lot of those came in one game, but they're just not really looking like they're going to do much this season. And so we're going for a Rayo win. Odds of that you can get of 2.5. But our tip for this one is actually under 2.5 goals. We think it'll be a low-scoring game. Under 2.5 goals, and you can get odds of that at only 1.5. So that's obviously something quite popular out there at the moment. 1-0 is what we think the score will be to the away team. And odds of that, if you like a correct score prediction, are 6.5. On our poll, Real Valladolid, people, 27% of you think that they will actually get the home win, but 47% think a Rayo Vallecano win will be in the offing, with a 26% going for a draw. Yeah, we think we hope it will be low scoring. That's what we're predicting anyway. So that's probably the one we'd look to. And that's under 2.5 goals at odds of 1.5. Next, we have got Real Madrid, second on the table at the moment, who take on Villarreal, who are right just below them in third. Kicks off on Saturday, 5th of October, 8 p.m. UK time. Visit our page on this in the clickable links in the description on footballpredictions.net, and you can see your local kickoff time and the local betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored just for you to your location. It is, of course, being live streamed on Bet365. I'll definitely be watching this one because it should be a great game. And use our bonus code if you're going to watch it as well on Bet365 or FP365. Now, Real Madrid got a bit of a shock in the Champions League, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They lost 1-0 at Lille in a game that was following up to that 3-1 win that they had against Stuttgart, which we called on a correct score. So, that was a bit of a surprise. Surprised us as well. In the Madrid derby on Sunday, we had under 2.5 goals. It ended 1-1, although we did think that Madrid was going to win and follow up their great start to the season. However, it's still been a great start to the season for Real Madrid. Prior to that, in their last home game in La Liga, they beat Alaves 3-2. We said 3-1. They then had Espanyol also at home prior to that. We said 2-1, ended 4-1. But again, outcome over 2.5 goals on both teams to score. They then had Stuttgart. We said we had the correct score in that one, 3-2. And we said they were going to win a Sociedad as well. So yeah, overall, our tips on Real Madrid has been really solid so far. And they're going into this Villarreal game and against the Villarreal team, where our predictions have also been really good of late. The last match at home to Las Palmas, we said Villarreal were winning or were going to win 3-0. They won 3-1, but again, over 2.5 goals and outcome. And in their latest away game at Espanyol, we said Villarreal were going to win a narrow, with a narrow one-goal margin. They won 2-1 in that game after they suffered that 5-1 defeat at home to Barcelona in a game where we also said they were going to lose. We said 3-1 Barca, we lost 5-1. So yeah, overall a decent start for Villarreal as well. The only defeat is that 5-1 defeat to Barcelona. Apart from that, they actually have 5 wins, 2 draws this season. They scored as many goals as Real Madrid. So this is a Villarreal team that has got goals in them. So I think we are for a highly entertaining game here at the Bernabeu.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, talking about at the Bernabeu, they last time they played these guys in May, it was 4-4. What an entertaining game. So, at the Bernabeu, Real Madrid haven't been beaten in their last 28 league matches at home. So it's a bit of a fortress. It's going to be difficult for Villarreal. But, yeah, we think there'll be goals and hopefully plenty of them like that last game in May. So we've gone for a over 2.5 goals. But actually, the main one we're going for here is which we think will come true, is both teams to score. Odds of that, 1.62. It's difficult betting against Real Madrid, isn't it? And in fact, so if you did want to just go for the Real Madrid win, which we think will also happen, you'd only get 1.27 odds. So not very one worth investing in, probably. But it's a 3-1 win is what we're predicting. So if you like that as a correct score, you can get odds of that of 10 or 9-1 in fractional. And in terms of who will win on our poll on our site, 79% of people think that run will keep going with a win for Real Madrid. And 14% of you think that Villarreal will actually come away with a win. I mean, Real Madrid have been looking a bit shaky lately, with the draw and that loss in the Champions League. But they usually bounce back, and especially at home. So, yeah, I wouldn't be betting against them. 6% of you like a draw. Now, let's see how it plays out. But the next one we've got is Girona, who are 12th. Taking on Athletic Bilbao, who are fifth. This one's on Sunday, 6th of October, 1 p.m. UK time. And go to our page using the clickable links in the description, or just visit footballpredictions.net and find it. And you can see your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and all the streaming services that are available, one of which, the main one we like to use, is Bet365. And if you do, use our bonus code FP365. Girona have got a lot of a sea of losses and draws of late, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, including in the Champions League. They lost 3-2 at home to Feyenoord midweek, which was not a great result for them because it's following up on that 1-0 defeat at PSG, which means that they now have two defeats out of two in the Champions League. Now, in La Liga as well, it's not been looking too great of late for Girona, who had obviously had a great last season, but they're currently sitting 12th. They've only won two games so far, but they have now no wins in four. So this really is time to look to turn things around. Their last home game in La Liga was a 0-0 draw against Rayo Vallecano. Prior to that, they had a 4-1 defeat at home to Barcelona. We said Barcelona was actually going to win that game 2-1, but they won 4-1. In terms of Athletic Bilbao, it's a slightly different story because the last four games in La Liga, they've actually managed to win three. The last one was a 1-1 draw against Sevilla at home in a game where we said it was going to be both teams to score, ended 1-1. And then they had an away game in the Europa League at Roma. It ended 1-1. And that game, we said, also was going to be an under 2.5 game. In the La Liga, prior to the Roma game, it was also a home game for Bilbao. So they've had two home games in a row. And in that home game, they beat Celta Vigo 3-1. And we said that they were going to beat Celta Vigo 3-1. The last away games for Bilbao in the La Liga was against Leganés and Las Palmas. And that yielded two wins for Bilbao. And those were two wins that we called as well on football predictions at Leganés. We said 1-0. It ended 2-0 to Bilbao, but again, under 2.5 goals. No both teams has gone Bilbao to win. And at Las Palmas, we had the outcome correct on Bilbao to win. So yeah, overall, we've been looking pretty solid on the Bilbao predictions. But yeah, Girona, not great form. However, we sense that they might be turning things around, though.
Yeah, I think if this game were at Athletic Bilbao, as home ground, that it might be the opposite of this. But because it's at Girona and these two teams, we think are fairly even matched for this game. We're actually going for a Girona win. We think they're going to bounce back now. And for the win, you can get odds of 2.35. That's what we like. But we also are tipping an under 2.5 goals game. And you can get that for 1.8 odds. We think that's a safer bet in this one. But for a correct score prediction, we think it'll just be 1-0. We think it'll be very close. And that we think it'll just be the single goal that wins it, hopefully. Odds of a 1-0 correct score prediction are 8.5. In terms of our poll, and you can vote on this on the webpage for this on footballpredictions.net, you believe that 54% of you anyway, that Girona will get the win, 23% Athletic Bilbao, and a 23-odd% think it'll be a draw. So everyone's a bit split on the draw and Athletic Bilbao, but yeah, generally the majority like a Girona win, as do we. So yeah, let's see how it goes. Next up, we've got Alaves, who are 11th, who are taking on the mighty Barcelona, who are, of course, top of the table in La Liga. This one's on Sunday, 6th of October, kickoff time, 3:15 in the afternoon, UK time. And to view your local kickoff time, betting odds, broadcast streaming channels, go to footballpredictions.net and you'll find all that there. Look in the description, you'll find the link. If you're going to stream it, it is on Bet365. It's always good to watch Barcelona, especially for no subscription. And use our bonus code FP365 if you're going to do that. You know, having said that, you know, in the last game, Barcelona didn't win.
No, they didn't. What is it? Like, that was quite a surprise. However, in the last Champions League game, they did win. And the last game in general, that was a 5-0 win midweek against Young Boys. We said 3-1, but yeah, Barca won that one 5-1. We knew there was going to be lots of goals. It ended also with the over 2.5 market on that one. But yeah, the surprise of last game week was obviously that Osasuna managed to beat Barcelona 4-2 in a game again where we said both teams were going to score and it was going to end with over 2.5 goals. There are in general lots of goals in the Barca games. They've played 8 games so far this season in La Liga and scored 25 goals. So that's more than 3 on average for Barcelona. It has to be said that prior to that Osasuna game, we did call the wins against Getafe, Villarreal and Girona with the goals markets as well on the Villarreal and the Girona game. Barca really had to win against Young Boys, because if you don't forget, then Barca did actually lose the first Champions League game of the season at Monaco. They lost 2-1, so they really had to turn it around. And they probably also really wanted to bounce back from that Osasuna defeat. And really, they did do that in style with that 5-0 win. However, Alaves really is the tale of home and away, because away from home, they now have 3 defeats in a row. But at home, they are still undefeated. So for brings me to the last home game, which was against Sevilla. And that was a 2-1 win for Alaves. And what did we say? We said 2-1 in that game. Prior to that, they beat Las Palmas at home 2-1. Nope, that's not correct. They beat them 2-0 and we predicted 2-1. We did also predict the last 2 away matches, because we said they were going to lose last weekend at Getafe. We said 1-0. They lost 2-0. And at Real Madrid, we said 3-1 to Real. It ended 3-2. So has to be said, our predictions on Alaves has been fairly accurate, really close, both on outcome and goals. Similarly on Barcelona. Now, this is not going to be an easy test for Barca, as I said, or as we said. Alaves are still undefeated at home, only conceded 1 goal. So we don't think this is going to be a goal fest.
No, it's going to be difficult for Barcelona. They are, Alaves, that is, are unbeaten in the last 7 home league matches in total, including, you know, all of this season. But the other statistic, of course, is that they are winless against Barcelona in the last 13 matches in the league.
Ouch.
So it's a bit of a shocking run against them. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Barcelona are unbeaten by Alaves when they've played them away from home as well in the last 9 league matches. So it doesn't get much better than that for Barca. So we think that's going to continue and that Barca will snatch the win. But we don't think it's going to be like a massively convincing one. We think Alaves will put up a good home fight, which they always do. But we think it's going to be a low scorer. So we're going for an under 2.5 goals game. And odds on that you can get at 2.3 currently. That's on at Bet365. For the Barcelona win, their odds on, you can get that for 1.57, which is probably to be expected given they're top of the table and kind of expected to do well there. And they've got history on their side. But if you want an Alaves win, you can get that at 5.25. I wouldn't recommend it. But draw 4.5, that's maybe not so out of the question. 4.5 odds on the draw. But we're going for a correct score prediction of 1-0 to Barcelona. And if you like that, the odds are 8.5 on that sort of narrow victory for Barcelona that we're predicting. Next up, we've got Sevilla, who are 13th, who take on Real Betis, who are 8th. And this one kicks off on Sunday, the 6th of October at 5:30 p.m. UK time, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net and you find your local kickoff time and the betting odds and the broadcast streaming options available to your local country. And one of those, if you're outside of Spain, of course, and you can get it, is Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365, I shouldn't know what to say it enough, to stream that one subscription free. Now, some patchy form for both of these two teams.
Patchy form, but before the derby, this is the big Seville derby. Obviously, Betis over the last couple of seasons have kind of pegged Sevilla to it. They've been the better of the two Seville teams. So wonder how this one is going to turn out. Nevertheless, always exciting times when we have a big derby like this. But like you said, two teams are very patchy form. Betis, has to be said, is more of a home team. If we look at their 3 wins so far this season, they've all come at home in the La Liga, whereas away from home, they've only managed 1 goal. And that 1 goal came in their last away game, which was at Las Palmas. That was a 1-1 draw. at Atlas Palmas, and in a game that we said we're going to end under 2.5 goals. Their last game in the La Liga was a home game against Espanyol, and we actually said they were going to beat Espanyol. They beat them 1-0. Also has to be said that we had the correct score in the one of the other previous home games, which was at home to Getafe, and Leganés, they beat 2-0. It ended 2-1. Sorry, that Getafe game ended 2-1 as well, and we called that one as a 2-1. In terms of Sevilla, the last game out, not a bad result, a 1-1 draw at Bilbao in the game where, again, we had both teams to score. We said it ended 1-1. In the last home game against Valladolid, we said 3-1 Sevilla. It ended 2-1. And prior to that, Sevilla had an away game at Alaves, which ended 2-1. And we said that Sevilla were going to lose that one 2-1. But yeah, really mixed bag of results for both teams before this derby. And yeah, considering it's a derby, we do think it's going to be a very tight game.
We do indeed. Yeah. And we've gone for a both teams to score prediction for this one. The odds of that, just by the way, are 1.91 at the moment. But for the result, we think it will be so close that it's going to be a draw. And as derbies are often pretty heated, but just some interesting statistics for this one as well, that Sevilla haven't been beaten in the league by Real Betis in the last 11 games. So, yeah, that's not bad. But, of course, have been draws, and they've not actually beaten the Real Betis in the last four league games. So it sort of tells the story, doesn't it? So a draw is quite a common theme. Full-time result prediction, we've gone for a draw. And draws always have good odds, which is great here. You can get odds of 3.2 if you go for a draw. We think it's going to be at least both teams score. So we've gone for 1-1. Could be 1-1 or 2-2, but 1-1 is what we think. And odds of 1-1, which is our prediction, you can get at 6 at the moment. Regarding what you think out there, this is outside of our prediction. The poll is showing that actually 60% of you think it'll be a home Sevilla win, with 20% going for Real Betis to win and 20% for a draw. And by the way, score draw is what people think on that one. So, it's you're thinking obviously out there that Sevilla, I mean, that I would say they are favourites, but because it's a derby and it could be really close, we've actually gone for that draw in that game. Anyway, to wrap it up, we've got Real Sociedad, who are 14th, playing Atletico Madrid, who are doing pretty well in fourth at the minute. This one's on Sunday, 6th of October, 8 p.m. UK time. And for your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming options available to you in your area, go to footballpredictions.net or just look in the description and find the clickable link. You can watch this one. It's live streamed on Bet365, of course. And if you're going to watch it on there, subscription free, use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Atletico took a bit of a hammering from Benfica, didn't they, in the Champions League during the week?
Wow, they really did. 4-0 defeat at Benfica. That was a heavy one for them to take. Prior to that, they had played a Madrid derby and actually managed to get a 1-1 draw against Real, which wasn't a bad point for Atletico. Yeah. And actually, Atletico, if we look at them in the La Liga, still undefeated so far this season. Only them and Real, who hasn't lost all season in the La Liga so far. So yeah, but there's not been a lot of goals in Atletico recently. Over the past four matches, they've only managed to score 3 goals, so a maximum of 1 goal per game. Against Real, it was a 1-1 draw. Then at Celta Vigo, they beat Celta Vigo 1-0 in their latest La Liga away game. And guess what? We said they were going to beat Celta Vigo 1-0. Prior to that, they had a 1-0 draw at Vallecano in a game where we had under 2.5 goals. The first Champions League game of the season was a 2-1 home win against Leipzig. We said they were going to beat them 3-1. But again, very close on the correct score. But nevertheless, outcome over 2.5 goals, both teams to score. And just prior to that, they beat Valencia 3-0. We said 2-0. So yeah, we've had some really good calls on Atletico recently. If we look at Real Sociedad, actually in their last home game in the La Liga, we were very close with the prediction against Valencia because we said 2-0. It ended 3-0 to Sociedad. Prior to that, the previous home game to Valencia was against Real Madrid. That ended with a 2-0 defeat. We said they were going to lose that one 2-1. But if we look at Sociedad in general, we look at some of their away games, apart from the, well, we can include the Nice away game. That was a 1-1 draw in a both teams to score game from our side. We had under 2.5 goals at Valladolid, at Mallorca and Getafe, and it ended 0-0 at Valladolid. They lost 1-0 at Mallorca, and it ended 0-0 at Getafe. So some good calls on the goals market for Real Sociedad. There's not a lot of goals involved when they are playing. And overall, so far this season, 8 matches and 6 goals in La Liga for Sociedad. We think that that's something that it's going to be reflected in this game against Atletico, who has one of the strongest defenses in the league. In fact, they do have the strongest defense in the league. They conceded just 4 goals in 8 games.
Yeah, and we don't think they're going to concede here either. I mean, just ahead of this clash, you know, Sociedad haven't won against Atletico Madrid in their last 9 league matches. So it's a bit of a bogey team for them. And also, by the way, Atletico Madrid haven't been beaten in their last 7 league matches away from home in general.
Yeah.
So it's been an impressive run by Atletico Madrid, really, in terms of those figures against Sociedad. And we think it'll carry on here. We think it'll be, like you said, it'll be tight. They're stingy, so we don't think home side will get a goal. And we think it's going to be a 1-0 advantage at the end of the day to the away side. And correct score prediction, 1-0 or 0-1. And the odds of that are 6.5 is what you can get for that. Now, we think it'll be a low score, of course. So our tip actually is for under 2.5 goals. Odds aren't great, but that's what we think. 1.53 are the odds for under 2.5 goals. And if you just like a straight win, Atletico Madrid to win, you can get odds of 2.25 at the moment. By the way, Real Sociedad win, 3.4 are the odds on that. So, yeah, everyone thinks that it should be fairly close. In fact, odds on a draw are 3.2, which is also one you might want to think about. But, yeah, we think Atletico Madrid 1-0. Will be the final score. Just have a quick look at what you voters think on our voting on the poll. 44% of you think Sociedad will win at home. 56% think Atletico Madrid win. And interestingly, no one thinks at the moment that it will be a draw. Maybe not so many people have voted in that one yet. But again, if you're going to be watching any of the matches here on Bet365, as I've mentioned, use our bonus code FP365. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the games we just covered, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. The beauty is that you can find all the online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, team news, our prediction for different betting markets, plus the best offers and odds.
Yeah, and in case you didn't know, we record these football podcasts across several competitions in addition to this one, and you can hear them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net, or where you normally source your podcasts, like Apple and all the different places you can get them from, Spotify, etc. That's all. Thanks for listening. And for now, it is...
Adios.
Adios. Football Predictions.